and search for the Superhuman Channel and get started today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I've been asked over the past months, because we used to do a lot of shows on peptides back in the day, and I haven't been really doing them that much because there's not a lot of people out there who I really trust their opinions and information when it comes to peptides. There's a lot of bro science out there, and then there's a lot of real science. And having someone on who understands the real science has always been challenging for me. And I'm so fortunate because I call this guy my friend, and that's Dr. William Seeds. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine, Carl.
So let me give a little back history of you and I. First of all, Dr. Seeds started writing to me years and years ago that he loved the show, and I've been trying to get him on the air forever. He's not only a brilliant orthopedic surgeon, but his love of physical culture has driven him into places where he works with very, very elite athletes at a facility up in Cleveland, Ohio called Spire, which is probably one of the largest, if not the largest, sports complex dedicated to Olympic athletes in the world, definitely in the United States. But his love of physical culture keeps him pushing harder and harder on his own body. So he's not just somebody who talks the talk. He's somebody who walks the walk. He's one of us. And I've been wanting to get him on the air for a long time because we have sat down in person and broke bread and talked about these things. I said, Bill, we've got to get you on the air. This is so many things that I've learned from Dr. Seeds about peptides have played out to be correct. And so it's like, you know what? Let's just get him on the air and do this whole thing. So, Let's start out first of all. Let's discuss this here designate. You messaged me something today when I was saying, you know, what peptides can we talk about? What falls under the heading of legally prescribable by physicians in this day and age? And that's actually opened up pretty wide, hasn't it?
Yes, Carl. And hey, listen, before we get going, I just have to give you some props here. I have to say to your audience that I think you've done a tremendous service for your listeners and people who are looking for answers and looking for information on a wide array of medical issues, but wellness issues that I have to say you've done a tremendous job in bringing those questions and those thoughts to the forefront of where people really don't get a good look at topics like this, and you've done that over the years, and I just want to compliment you.
Thank
on
you.
On
Thank
being
you.
Someone to do that, and I myself you know, you get some great things on the show, and I love listening to them because it makes me think, you know. I don't know everything. No one knows everything, and you make us all question ourselves. And I can't thank you enough for continuing to stimulate me and looking for more information.
Well, that's very gracious of you. Thank you very much. Talk about this new designate. So you messaged me something this morning when I said, hey, what peptides can we talk about? And you were like, hey, you know, a lot of them now, because actually this designate opens up the doors. What exactly was that you sent me?
Well, in talking about peptides, number one, the peptide, the first peptide that prescribable here in the U.S., Sermorelin is something that it has a FDA approval in the United States for off-label use by the physician. It's unlike synthetic growth hormone, which has legal restrictions on its clinical use and off-label prescribing, where Sermorelin is not prohibited by the federal law for this. And if it's your under your designation, and that's a GHRH type of peptide, a growth hormone releasing hormone, you can prescribe that. So that's been one of our go-to prescription peptides that we started with. And then I think it mainly, I want to say in Australia, really they made some of the bigger strides with where in the last 5 years they've been able to prescribe peptides over in Australia for clinical use. And now we have compounding pharmacies in the United States that have, they bring in these bulk peptide substances, basically, and they can compound them. And if they have the USP, the United States Pharmacopoeia monogram, then that's approved for, that's a drug approved for human, approved by the FDA for, as a human drug product that can be prescribed based on off-label use, again, deemed by the physician. And then some of those things are controlled by the states also, though, even if they have the USP designation. Some states may have some specific guidelines about peptides, but for the most part, I think you're starting to see a significant surge now with compounding pharmacies getting more ability to have this designation and give the clinicians the ability to prescribe these type of peptides in their practice as they deem necessary, you know, for the for whatever purpose they're using them.
So, and see, that explains a lot, because you and I and Elisa were at the A4M conference in Las Vegas recently.
Yes.
And one of the speakers there was with the compounding pharmacy, and he was talking about CJC 1295. And I said, how could he be promoting that? I thought that that was not allowed at this point in time to be used in humans. I thought it was still considered a test, what do you want to call it, a research. So this, this explains it. This is why they would, I was thinking, wow, these guys are really cavalier and reckless, and here it's acceptable then.
Correct. Well, it's, they have that USP designation, and they are, I mean, they're already, some of those pharmaceutical companies are already active in other countries where they're, you know, like I said, they've been using these peptides under prescription use class, as a class 3 designation, or I believe, where they can utilize these through a physician prescription, and they've been doing it for many years. So outside of the U.S., I mean, there are countries that are that have already are already in this process, and I think you're seeing in the U.S. now, as long as they go through the, you know, the correct stipulations that the compounding pharmacies have to go through and with their formulary process, and then they're doing it the right way, and they're bringing, and then, you know you're getting a valid product. It's not like these, some of these other places where you're not sure if the peptide is coming from China, or, you know, it's a contaminated process, as we've discussed. You know, peptides are very volatile compounds as far as things that can be added and make them not what you think they are, and you get a lot of problems with that. So certificates of analysis are real important with these type of products, and if you've got a compounding pharmacy that's doing this, I mean, they have to follow standards, and you know you're getting a top quality product.
So let's talk about something else that I learned a long, long time ago.
Yes.
When we talk about quality of peptides.
Sure.
Even if everything that's supposed to be in the vial is in the vial.
Yes.
There is another issue that people need to be aware of, and that's something called aggregate.
Yes.
Aggregate is basically when they make a peptide batch. It's a very imprecise science that uses microbes that they feed things to, and then the microbes basically poop out these peptides. I mean, that's why they freeze dry them, to kill the E. coli bacteria that they use to produce some of these peptides. But more importantly, the percentage of target peptide is the key to quality. So they could make a peptide, any peptide, growth hormone, CJC 1295, GHRP6, and some percentage of that will not turn out to be what they wanted. It'll just be these, let's say, floating amino acid bonds that just didn't turn into what they wanted. the higher the percentage of this aggregate, the higher the probability that you will not do well with that product. What do I mean? Well, there are people who have taken cheap growth hormone and actually become allergic to their own growth hormone. You're saying, Carl, how could that be? I'm telling you, it's true. Why? Because this aggregate in the bloodstream becomes an invader, and the immune system goes after it. Well, guess what? Some of your own growth hormone has this string of amino acids in it, and it goes after that as well. So it's very important that your peptides that you use be the highest quality that they can be. Even if it's everything that it says it is in there, if the aggregate is high, then you have a problem. And how can you tell the aggregate is high? Aggregate generally does not dissolve in bacteriostatic water or sodium chloride solution. So this is the stuff that looks grainy and sandy that seems to stay in the bottle. If you have any kind of peptide that looks that way, it hasn't been handled properly, something went wrong, and you should not use it. I don't care. Throw it away if you can't get your money back. But that aggregate is a big problem today, more so than, oh, I thought I was buying GHRP6 and I actually got, you know, HCG. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I get it. You got ripped off, but you're not going to develop an immune response to that. But you will develop immune responses to aggregate. Would you like to chime in there?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's different ways that some of these peptides are obtained with, you know, high-pressure liquid chromatography, purification, all kinds of things they do depending on the peptide and how and who makes them. And it's the folding of the proteins that's important. But these aggregates, I mean, you'll get some people, Carl, that may push you back on that a little bit, that some of these aggregates are, it all depends on the source. And I'm real big on the certificate of analysis. And some of these aggregates can be brought about by, you know, the process of where the peptide may be a little too cold and then it warms up a little bit.
Right.
And so in that fashion, you're probably okay with it. But I understand what you're saying. There definitely are some issues with how that peptide is made and folded, and that's exactly the issue that you have with these bulk peptides that come from overseas that you really don't know what's in them, and I think that's a bigger issue.
Well, I don't think coming from overseas is intrinsically a bad thing. I think that it is beholding on the compounding pharmacy or the organization distributing them here in the United States to do their own lab analysis on these things.
Which is, if you do get them, that's what you want to request.
Yeah.
You want a
yeah.
certificate of analysis because it comes with every batch. It's supposed to come with every batch that's made.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so which peptides are we going to be talking? We're going to be talking today about the peptides responsible for creating a pulse of growth hormone, right? Growth hormone secretagogues, right?
Sure. I think, you know, we've talked about these issues and why, you know, what's the concern? What's the interest in peptide therapies and modalities as opposed to where people were in looking for maybe the fountain of youth of what they thought was involved with growth hormone in the past. And I think what we're all looking at is an approach to health in two different manners. And what happens, if you just follow me along, as we go through life, we age. And aging can be looked at a process of metabolic processes that maybe just don't work as well as we get older. And we know a few facts, and one of them is that as we get older, we have a decline in the amount of growth hormone that your pituitary produces. And it actually starts a process that goes on in decreasing the amount of release of growth hormone that you have from the time of puberty, where it's the highest, to up into your 70s, where it may be 50 to 60% less than what it was at that time. And there's actually like after the age of 30, there's some numbers people use about every 10 years you lose about 10% of your growth hormone production. But any event, so what happens? You know, growth hormone is a substance that or is a hormone that we rely on to help the cells in the body. Almost every cell in the body, except for the red blood cell, has a growth hormone receptor that will tolerate growth hormone in helping that cell basically stay in a homeostatic pattern and will do its it will work at its highest efficiency. So if you think about it, you know, what happens as we age? Well, we start to lose cell efficiency. And if we want to look further into that cell, we see that what has to do with cell efficiency? It has to do with the energy of the cell that is produced by the mitochondria. Well, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of a cell, a muscle cell, any cell. And that mitochondria has a process because it's producing ATP, which is the source of energy for the body, for the cell. That process is it's an oxidative process. And we lose more of our oxidative phosphorylation of that mitochondria over time. And what happens is we can see a correlation of growth hormone and a byproduct of growth hormone, which is called IGF-1, which is where growth hormone is IGF-1, produces IGF-1 through the liver, and it's another mitogen, it's a downstream hormone of growth hormone that also has the same effects of growth hormone, but it's something we can actually track.
Right.
But these things have an effect on decreasing the oxidative stresses of a mitochondria, of improving the transcription factors in the mitochondria, the genes, to improve its function, to know when to die, apoptosis, or to know when to divide and to, you know, what we call mitochondrial biogenesis, to produce more mitochondria for just, say, working out and doing activities. So these things are very important in improving that mitochondria and improving its efficiency. So if you can imagine, if you're losing growth hormone and those things are important in the lifespan of that mitochondria, you can see the argument of why growth hormone could be a very powerful tool in your toolbox of trying to help that mitochondria keep its lifespan, to produce more of them based on your activity, to just do the things you wanted them to do when you were in your 20s and 30s, basically, right? To have that energy it needs, that ATP. Well, so if you can think in that fashion, well, then why didn't growth hormone work? Why doesn't it work the way we think it does? What are the problems with it? The problem with growth hormone is it's not your body telling specifically that mitochondria what to do. It's a synthetic growth hormone that stays in the system. It doesn't just go away. It doesn't send a signal. That growth hormone is there and does a lot of things that we just weren't aware of. And so there's a lot of issues. And briefly, what happens is that oxidative process in the mitochondria, it doesn't work as well when you've got growth hormone around too much. You know, it's one of those things. A little too much of something is bad,
right. Just
a little bit is right. And your body, so when you pulse growth hormone, it's a pulse that comes out of your brain, basically, and it's about 9 to 10 times a day. And that pulse never changes as you grow older. It never changes. It stays, the pulsing stays the same.
The synchronicity of it. The amplitude may change, but the synchronicity never changes.
Correct.
Okay.
That's where you lose. So it doesn't pulse out as much. And in fact, at nighttime, when you have your most important pulse, that's what's critically eliminated in your stage 3 sleep, and that's something we can talk about further. But so if you have growth hormone that actually works against the mitochondria will still work, but it destroys that antioxidant property. It destroys the ability to help the mitochondria rid itself of the oxidative factors that are not good for the cell. So basically, you may start off okay, and then you go down the wrong stream. And then, if you look at the effects in the brain, which we're just learning a tremendous amount of information about just a constant bleed, I call it a bleed of growth hormone, and its effect on the hypothalamus and the amygdala and, you know, things with emotions and memory, and we can get into post-traumatic stress, we find that what happens is there's an internalization of the receptor for growth hormone, and this causes, over long-term exposure, it causes that not to function properly, and we get people that have anxiety issues that become worse, fear, anxiety, all these things that kind of tap into depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress, all of those issues. And so you're really working against yourself when you're not doing what the potential of these peptides can do, and that's by they just signal the body to do what it's supposed to do, and that's to pulse out a normal pulse like you did when you were 30 in your 20s or 30s of growth hormone. And so it sends a signal, and it doesn't stick around, but it just does what it's supposed to do at that point in time and produce growth hormone, produce IGF-1, and then sends all these other transcription factors, these cytokines, the signaling is just incredible in what happens. And on top of that, besides just the growth hormone, if you're using these GHRHs and these GHRPs, well, we know now that there are receptors on cells in the brain, on cells in the immune system, which I'm going to talk about in just a second, which I think is just as important. You have all these other cell receptors for those specific GHRPs and GHRHs that create their own cell signaling within the cells.
In fact, there was a study.
That's
many
amazing.
There was a study many years ago that showed that an injection of GHRP6 after a cardiac ischemia event actually, in and of itself, intrinsically. Had a reparative effect on the heart before it even stimulated any growth hormone production.
Yeah, well, and that's where these receptors are. You know, it's just phenomenal right now. The information that we have available that shows these intricate little pathways that exist within the cell. Separate cells, besides the GH that you're going to produce on your own and the IGF-1 that's going to have its influence on that cell, you have the influence of that GHRH and the GHRP independently that go through their own receptors, their G-coupled receptors, and they go through different phosphorylation stages, but they will then set into effect the process of different gene transcription factors that will change the nuclear signaling that will be necessary maybe to change the mitochondrial biogenesis for the cell or those issues of other cell signaling for injury, like you're talking about the heart in ischemia, of where they send out angiogenic type of of gene transcription factors to increase the VEGF, the vascular
endothelial
growth factor,
and the
ERG1s, and it's just fascinating to see these pathways.
FGF, fibroblast growth factor, to stimulate new nerve production. Listen, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to address something else that is important. When we talk about secretagogues versus frank growth hormone injections, and this was something that was discussed many years ago by Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, and that is that the pituitary makes more than just one form of what we call growth hormone. And so it's probably, just from that standpoint alone, it's more important to escalate your own endogenous production of growth hormone than exogenous. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. William Seed. Stay tuned.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana button. banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You know, we're trying hard to push back against the vegan agenda. The vegan agenda is a very, very dangerous dietary template that has no basis or foundation in health. In fact, you can't eat a plant-based diet exclusively for any length of time without supplementation. And let's be honest, our ancestors did not have a GNC to go to get B12. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, I just published a new meme at the Supreme Radio Network page. And it says, beef, the only food you can eat for every meal every day for years and not develop a nutrient deficiency. In fact, you'll actually thrive and not just survive. Don't fall for the lie. Please pass this around. We have to push back against this nonsense that beef is bad. Beef is actually good for you. We're talking today with Dr. William Seeds. We're talking about advanced applications of peptides. We're talking specifically about peptides that increase the production of growth hormone, which is a very, very important hormone. But it's not the same thing as taking growth hormone when you're causing your own pituitary to produce its own. There are several forms of growth hormone. Are there not? Your pituitary just doesn't produce the 191 amino acid one that people are injecting. It produces a variety of growth hormone, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's specific. It's specific to that pituitary, to that person. And I think that's the most important thing to take away from this, and in how what we were touching upon here is how this, you know, we talked about the mitochondria. Well, just as important is the fact of what happens to the immune system over time, and the fact that your growth hormone and that production and IGF-1 production that is specific, and there are different splice variants of IGF-1, by the way, as you know, that have an influence on the immune cells, and because the immune cells have growth hormone receptors, and they also, which is very interesting, these immune cells, B cells, T cells, have what we would call the GHRH receptors, and that's a fascinating fact here, of where we can actually, you know, we know, Carl, that the immune system is really something that is fundamentally important as the mitochondrial aspect of energy. I mean, you can have all the energy in the world, but if your immune system isn't functioning, you're in trouble. And we know that as we age, the structure and functional process of the thymus over time, it involutes, and we have a decline in the native T cell lymphocytes that we produce. So this is an important thing to understand, that over time the thymus becomes less structurally important and will not produce the T cell lymphocytes that we require or that are important in basically our immunity, autoimmunity, and immunosurveillance of malignant cells, all those things that T cells are important for, because they're part of our adaptive immune system. You know, they're the things looking for angiogenic stimulus and all those things that keep us healthy. So if our immune system isn't functioning, we're in trouble. Well, we know that if we can improve the amount of growth hormone, or more specifically, if we use these GHRH type of peptides, we actually are stimulating the thymus to grow and to produce and to be more functional. You can actually change that, and that's a fascinating topic to discuss that we could spend hours discussing. But I just think it's important to. And we know now that actually these T cell lymphocytes, they produce their own GH to right. signal other cells. They produce their own GH, like in the autocrine paracrine type of response. It's not coming from the pituitary, it's coming from that cell itself. That's fascinating yeah. signaling, and that tells you so much. So if we look at this overall from the side of the mitochondria for power and the autoimmune side, we're talking about a pretty powerful process if we can have any effect on that at all.
Well, and I got to share something with you. I'm actually trying to get a doctor on right now who has, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Who has patented an approach, a therapeutic protocol to reviving the thymus gland in the elderly. And here's the deal. They can either revive your existing thymus gland. And if you're too far beyond the curve for that, they'll actually do a biopsy of a healthy thymus and then implant it. But guess what the two things his protocol is built upon, and that you have to modulate in order to stimulate the thymus to regrow? Growth hormone and DHEA.
Right.
So there's the linkage between the healthy thymus and growth hormone production. And we know that the thymus shrinks as at the same time the growth hormones start to dip phenomenally, the thymus starts to shrink and atrophy.
Absolutely. And I think this is just so important in our culture and our aging process and our more autoimmune diseases that we see and the more issues that we that involve the adaptive immune system and the innate, that we are finding that, you know, by using these peptides, we can change that. We can bring an immune system back. We can do things to bring that thymus back. I'm not familiar with the work of this physician you're talking about, but I know that in the use of peptides, we can help the immune systems of people as they age in becoming, you know, getting back that step they need to just overtake that process of where they're losing the function, you know, of a weakened immune system. And I think that's just amazing. I mean, and it all goes back to Carly. It goes back to this process of, okay, well, what's the biggest thing I think that's important about, just say, the pulsing of growth hormone? Well, as you age, you'll lose that nighttime pulsing. Well, what happens at night? We sleep, right? That's when we do our recovery. That's when everything happens in the body to repair itself for the next day. Well, as you and I know, and you harp all the time about it, sleep is just so important.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If we're losing stage 3 sleep, if we're losing that growth hormone pulsing, we're losing right away our big advantage on recovery, the mitochondrial process, and the autoimmune process. So it's a big circle. It just keeps going. And I think that the ability we have now to help people combat this process, you know, because what are we looking at? People are looking at lifestyles now where they're stressed out all the time,
yep.
Right? They're stressed. They're producing too much cortisol, too much sympathetic overdrive. It affects their, it starts causing insulin resistance. It starts having effects on the thyroid. It starts to affect then the gut and the immune system. And we got that vicious cycle. Well, guess what? We got some things now besides looking at how to, you know, correct just some of the fundamental things with the proper nutrients and getting the gut straight and some adaptogens for the brain and so forth. We have some real ways to use these peptides to signal the body to respond to these problems to correct them. And I think that's just amazing.
So there's something that I can attribute to you because of our contact and discussions about this. Most people are using way too much of these secretagogue type peptides, like
yes.
way too much. Like if
yes.
you're using GHRP6 or GHRP2
yes.
and it elicits a huge hunger,
yes.
A feeling, you've used way too much. There's way too much spillover. And this is something that I've learned from Dr. Seeds, that you don't feel these things when they're happening in your body naturally.
Correct.
Okay? If you're feeling them, if you're feeling a rush from a 4-milligram shot of CJC-1295, that was way too much. If you're feeling hunger and hypoglycemic effects from a shot of GHRP2 or 6, that was way too much. In fact, if you're feeling nausea from a shot of Melanotan 2, you use too much. That's evidence that you use way too much and there's spillover going on that is causing these effects. And you get all the same benefit. And in fact, as you point out, you know, a little bit of something may work. Too much of it doesn't mean it's working better. It could actually be working worse. And so you can be your own advisor on how much of these peptides to use. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to start to detail some of the approaches and doses and how these things can be used for someone who wants to reestablish a healthy physiological growth hormone response in their body again without feeling these bad side effects that you should not be feeling because it just means you're using way too much. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know
know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh-caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. William Seeds. We're talking about advanced approaches to using peptides. Before we talk about dosing and stuff like that, it just dawned on me. You know, you're an orthopedic surgeon. Do peptides have a role in the services that an orthopedic surgeon is providing? Are there ways that these peptides can speed healing or anything like that?
They definitely have the ability to do some amazing things with accelerated healing and not just in accelerating healing, but actually in getting that patient functional. You know, you can heal something, but if it has too much scar tissue or if it doesn't have the right makeup of collagen, then you're not going to get the same function out of that ligament or tendon or you know, muscle that you're trying to assist in healing. And so absolutely, and especially, you know, again, depending on the aging and the process of the patient and where they're at and the type of injury, you know, if they're not making the amount of growth hormone they did when they were younger, you know, how everybody says, boy, I healed faster, I could get by, I could do things, you know, when I was injured and they healed better. Well, you have some ability to manipulate that in enhancing the healing process, and then there's the addition of just not the GHRHs and the GHRPs, but then you have, that kind of brings in the compounds like the BPC-157s that there's all the, most of the work has been done in Croatia on, that is an incredible, it's actually BPC stands for body protection compound.
Really?
And yeah, and it's actually been looked at clinically where there is actually no toxic dosing of BPC, and it is an amazing compound because it works in every venue of healing. It can work in the tendon, it can work in the muscle, it can work in the anterior chamber of the eye where there's no vascular process. I mean, this hormone or this peptide is amazing, and it's a gastric peptide fragment, and it has the capability of decreasing brain edema. It's got all of these. It's one of those compounds. It's almost like an adaptogen of the body, where it gets you back to homeostasis. I mean, that's what its job is. It can take someone. It can take a thrombosis of a vessel and help, you know, decrease the amount of clotting. And at the same time, if you're on a blood thinner, it'll stop the blood thinner from doing things to create too much of a problem on the other side. So it kind of keeps you in homeostasis. And a great example of that is there have been studies with this BPC that have shown if you take a muscle that's crushed, and let's say you inject that crushed muscle with a steroid. Well, we know the steroid acutely is going to be great because it's going to decrease the inflammatory response. It's going to help mediate those inflammatory responses. But later on, that steroid is deleterious to that muscle rebuilding because you lose all the factors necessary to rebuild and remodel the muscle. Well, if you in that same study, they showed that the use of the BPC, it negated the effects of the steroid, meaning that the muscle healed perfectly fine with no scar tissue, none of the issues of atrophy or anything that you would typically see or essentially not even healing when someone's on a steroid at the same time. That's amazing, Carl. I mean, to have that capability to use these modalities like BPC. And then you could go on and on and on the TB4, you know, thymus and beta 4, mechanical growth factor, all of these other neat peptides that have a function and a place depending on the type of injury, the timing, and how you, you know, what you see is important in getting that patient back to, like I said, a homeostatic place in their life, and that's amazing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, these peptides are signaling molecules. That's the interesting thing. They're like messages in a bottle that tell cells to do things that cells wouldn't do without it. And that's probably one of the most amazing things about peptides in general. So,
well, with taking that a step further, Carl, BPC-157, you can take it intranasally. You can swallow it. The belly doesn't digest it or hydrolyze it in water. You can inject it. I mean, it's got all those different venues of how you can get it into the body. What do you know does that?
Yeah.
You know, are you kidding me?
So let's do this real quick. So let's focus on the peptides that are responsible for increasing your own production of growth hormone that you favor.
Sure.
So these are the GHRPs, right? There's 6 and 2. And then
there's
also, you are much more in favor of modified growth factor 1 through 29, which is basically what people like to call CJC-1295 without the drug affinity complex. What people don't realize is CJC-1295 is only with the drug affinity complex. If it's not CJC-1295, then it's called modified GRF or growth hormone releasing hormone 1 through 29, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so this nonsense that people go, oh, with DAC or without DAC, that's like saying you want orange juice with blueberries or without blueberries. Well, blueberries don't come in orange juice. Okay, like I want orange juice. So with that being said, using those three peptides, if someone wanted to go to a doctor, get a prescription for them, and start using them, how would you use them throughout the day, and how would you use them before bedtime?
Sure, and I'm going to just interject one more thing.
Yes.
BPC-157, it upregulates your GH receptors, so that's why it's kind of a nice thing to use with this process too. That's a kind of interesting fact that it upregulates your growth hormone receptors in the cells. So amazing thing. But so in looking at that in the big picture, it really depends on, you know, what's this person, you know, what are their complaints? Why are they there? Are they having sleep issues? Is it well-being? Are they looking for improving, you know, lean body mass and, you know, losing a little fat? So all of these things kind of come into play in how you start the process or injury. So I kind of think of it as and again, I'm a proponent, as you said, of the modified 129 growth hormone releasing factor because of the fact that it's in and out and it's nothing that's sustained. And for GHRH receptors like the modified growth hormone, we don't have to really worry too much about desensitizing the receptors. The GHRPs, we have to be very worried about saturating those receptors because they will burn out over time or they will involute. So there's issues with that, and that's a whole other discussion. But so what you said is very important. It's not using a lot. It's using maybe a saturation dose of these type of peptides or less than a saturation dose. You don't need a saturating dose to make a response. And so we're kind of looking at about the 100 microgram dosing is about what we would call a saturation dose for the GHRH or the GHRP. So let's say I had somebody who was in their, you know, who was a little older, said, "Doc, I'm having problems sleeping. My well-being's off a little bit, and I've looked at all other parameters, and I see everything's pretty good, and I want to just maybe help them along with that." So if I'm introducing someone to peptides, I think probably the smartest way to go is probably just to use a GHRP on its own at a half saturation dose at bedtime. And that's how you get a feel for the patient, because half saturation dose would be 50 micrograms. And you could pick a GHRP2 or a GHRP6 or ipamorelin. Any one of those.
So I've heard this, like, please, and I stand to be corrected. I've heard that GHRP6 elicits a cortisol response where GHRP2 does not.
Yes.
So wouldn't 2 be a better choice at night before bed?
Well, GHRP6 and elicits cortisol and potentially prolactin and also increases hunger in some people.
Right.
But those cortisol, you know, when you hear that description of cortisol and prolactin, it's within a physiological response. It isn't like they're shooting too much cortisol to make it a bad situation. So I think that's an overstatement. But again, you use these parameters. I mean, the GHRP6 is a strong GHRP. You know, there's GHRP6, then 2, then ipamorelin. It kind of goes down that way as far as strength.
Right.
And then there's even stronger ones than the 6. But the 6 is probably the place if you're just going to use it alone. And then you always have the ability to change these, Carl, to manipulate them based on the patient. It's not everybody has. I would say it's not. It's less than, you know, maybe, again, percentage-wise, it's not a great percentage of people that even do have those responses to increase hunger or or have any issues at all, you know, with the cortisol itself.
Right.
So you can manipulate those things. So then I say, you know, you use the GHRP because it's a somatostatin inhibitor, meaning you're gonna let that pituitary do its job.
Well, let's do this for people who are not familiar. So a somatostatin is like putting the brakes on production. Let's say the pituitary wants to pulse.
Yeah.
Somatostatin will keep it from pulsing. So really, using GHRP with a modified GRF is kind of like a push-pull, right? The GRF is going to push the pituitary to produce, and the GHRP is going to keep anything from stopping the pituitary from producing. So you have a push and a pull at the same time, right?
Right. The GHRP is just letting that pituitary do what it wants,
right,
and that's to release it at that time. The GHRH is increasing the pulse. It's increasing the amount that's in that pulse. And that's why some people, I mean, that's why you look back in these studies, if they were just using GHRH, they had to use large amounts of it to try to make that pulse go. And,
right.
And part of that is the fact that, you know, as you age and as things progress, you get this problem with the somatostatin that it gains more control over that release of growth hormone. So what the GHRP2 or 6 or the epimorelin, what they do is they take that inhibition off of the cell, and they allow it to release. So you use that GHRP at night and say 50 micrograms, which is a good test dose to start with, and you see how does it affect your usually what I ask people is, how did you sleep? How are you doing over a couple weeks? And the interesting thing is, if you just use the GHRP at 50 micrograms at night, you can absolutely change, you can have effects in well-being, and in fact, you can affect bone mineral density with that. You know,
so what I find the most fascinating about this is the misinformation out there that you have to use high doses of this stuff until you taught me. If you're using a dose that interrupts sleep, it's too much. The dose should improve sleep. So you got to keep backing. There are people out there that 20 micrograms is all they need, but you'll never know that if you're following the bro science out there telling you, oh, you need 125 micrograms of GHRP6.
Well, that's where you get into the problems then with what you're discussing, like the cortisol. I mean, like epimorelin has no effects on cortisol or prolactin, but it's not as strong as the GHRP6 or 2 if you used it alone. But the GHRP6 or 2, they can have definitely some over physiologic responses of the cortisol if you are mega dosing them. But what happens is you're also going to saturate those receptors, and they're not going to be responsive after a couple weeks, and you're going to totally lose the effect of even using these GHRPs. So that's something you have to understand. And in fact, it brings up a quick thing that I would love to bring out, is that, you know, that there are these oral GHRP mimics that are the MK677.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we've got great information now about how that causes a bleed, kind of like growth hormone, but on the GHRP side, in the brain, it causes an involution of this of the receptor, which causes problems with what I was discussing about fear and anxiety.
Because these are long acting agents on a system that is designed to be pulsed.
Yes, exactly. Bingo. You nailed it.
It's not a physiologically appropriate stimuli. And so this is where the problem, and you know, and I'm starting to think that CJC 1295, while a lot of the research on CJC 1295 shows it increases the trough, the baseline production, I can't help but think that constant stimulation is not appropriate, once again, physiologically.
Exactly. Now there are some instances, where you could potentially cycle that one if you have an injury and you want that bathing for a while, let's say.
I've heard 12 weeks. I've heard that you should not use CJC 1295 for longer than 12 weeks at a time.
And that's a... everybody has their opinion, and that's, again, it's just how you just want to be you want to be responsive and understanding and ethical to the decisions you're making, and are you doing what's most physiologic for the body to get the body back to a homeostatic place.
Right.
That's it. That's the bottom line with all of this. And that's what everybody's looking for. And so going forward with that, what, you know, we were talking about, so then you might want to get into, if you're looking at an anti-aging approach, you could actually increase that to 100 micrograms at night, and you could combine it with a GHRH, like a modified 129 and a GHRP, and just take it at night.
But as soon as you find you're not sleeping, because here's what I find with these agents.
Yeah.
You will become hypoglycemic at night because the increase in IGF-1 starts to shuttle blood sugar out of the blood. And so that's how you know you took too much.
Right. And well, then that's the thing about these peptides and that's a great point that you brought up, Carl, is that our focus isn't on increasing IGF-1 at all. I don't want to see any bump in it. If it is a bump, I want it within physiological levels. You know, if, let's say you were low, let's say your IGF was lower than it should have been and you want to bring it up just a little bit higher, well, you can do that. But I'm not at all concerned about IGF-1. I don't, because I know with the dosing I'm using, I'm really not going to change that. You're still going to make it. It's still going to be a physiologic amount that you're popping out, you know, I mean, that you're pushing out of the liver, but it's not going to be that gross, process that you're going to see with constant stimulation from a synthetic growth hormone.
Right, right. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about specifically using these agents during the day. Should we start first thing in the morning, and then how often can you use them, staying within the physiological pulsatile nature of growth hormone? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% 57% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I actually like this mashup. I actually sang this mashup on one of the Casual Fridays recently with Elisa. It's funny. Okay. So we're talking with Dr. William Seeds. And for those of you who are in the Cleveland, Ohio area and you need a good orthopedic surgeon, somebody who really knows what they're doing, but also understands what it's like to be an athlete, Dr. Seeds is there at the Seeds Orthopedic. What are you in Ashtabula? Is that where you are?
I'm in Mentor and Geneva, where the Spire Institute is, and Ashtabula. So yeah, I'm everywhere.
Yeah, so there you go. It's Seeds Orthopedics. So you got to check them out there. So, okay, you caught that little slip, huh? I get the way to address sleep using these peptides. What about during the day? A lot of people say, oh, first thing in the morning, and then every 1.5 hours thereafter is a window of opportunity. Is that true?
Well, I would say that definitely the next best time would be in the morning. And that would be more for kind of a fat loss scenario of the taking advantage of the higher cortisol in the morning. You know, you've gone through, you've pretty much fasted through the night, so you're kind of, you have that process already in progress and using the, GHRH and GHRP in the morning will kind of facilitate more of that, improving your fat loss and improving your lean body mass. And if you add some kind of cardio workout into that and don't eat until afterwards, it can really be a magical process, you know, because you're going to use all those released fatty acids as your fuel. You're burning up, you know, you're taking advantage of that overnight fast and the use of these release of the growth hormone, just not only for the fatty acid release, but for what it also does, you know, for the mitochondria, all the things you need to do the exercise. So it's really a nice combination, I think, to if you're looking for the fat loss side of it and at the same time the body enhancement. So you could use that as an anti-aging fat loss type of approach, and then I would say I wouldn't use it within 90 minutes. I think the right amount of time to wait is about 3 hours. If you're gonna, let's say you're really going for the fat loss, I'd say you got to wait at least 3 hours before you use the next dose, and then that's probably all I would do. Is I think 3 to 4 times, and I'm probably going to say 3 is kind of the magic number, because if you go any further than that, then we're going to start seeing a bump in IGF-1.
Yeah.
And so that's where you're going to have to make a decision. And people are different. I mean, that's when you got to start following labs, and because some people won't produce it, and some people will really, it'll really jump. So that's something you make that decision with, you know, with the patient in following that. Now, if you're talking about anabolism, if you're working out, then the scenario would be, you know, the nighttime, because as most people don't know, you know, when you work out during the day, let's say you go through a hard workout, typically your growth hormone release that night is not going to be that great. Well, the
is that because of impetus or availability for the pituitary to produce it?
Well, it isn't availability. It's just a response.
Impetus. It's impetus.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a response. It's not. In fact, people, you get a little GH release, but it isn't a lot after exercise. But what it does do is it impedes that nighttime release.
Okay, wait a minute. Stay with me here, because this is interesting.
Yeah.
So we've talked on this show about when you're starting to get overtrained,
yes.
The days that you train,
yes.
You have a hard time sleeping. Could this be because of the lack of growth hormone release at night?
It can be part of it, absolutely.
Okay.
It can be part of it, sure. And that's why this using these peptides is an amazing augmentation to this process, because you're going to help your recovery, because you are going to have that GH release that night, and then you're going to use it in the morning, and then the best time is right after the workout.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, if in fact I train very early in the morning.
Yes.
Instead of, would it be wise for me to forego my early morning shots and just go for post workout instead?
No, I think you could do both.
Okay.
I would do both. I mean, again, it's a matter of I think you could do that. You certainly could do that, but I think you'd do better doing both.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because does the pituitary have an end point to its ability to produce? Like, could if I took a shot in the morning and then I did my shots post workout and then every 3 hours I did more shots, am I going to get to the point where I'm actually going to start petering out on my ability to produce more growth hormone?
Yeah. Great question. And it's amazing. The pituitary has so much growth hormone there based on, you have as much growth hormone in your pituitary. A 100-year-old person has the same amount a 20-year-old person has.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's the same. It's about delivery. You can assemble growth hormone, and you can make growth hormone. It's not a process that is limited. I mean, you have enough that you could keep going, and you're not going to burn it out. It's amazing. You probably use 10% or 20% of it that's available.
Oh,
so,
man, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
It really is. It's a phenomenal thing when you start looking at this and you really start to appreciate these signaling. I mean, my belief, Carl, is that peptide signaling and keeping things physiologic is where we're headed in the future, in trying to manipulate problems and diseases and in keeping people healthy and actually to get into the preventative side. I mean, the things we're talking about right now are steps that you're taking in improving mitochondrial function and in improving autoimmune response. I mean, that's, you know, besides exercise, which I know you preach every day, which is probably the best thing you can do for your body. You're combining that, and with all these modalities, I mean, gosh, you're giving your body a great chance, you know, to live that life of, you know, I'm not saying we're going to live longer, but I sure want to live those days that I live.
Engaged. Yeah.
And I want to be engaged, and I want to be ripping, you know, as we talk about, we want to be doing that 400-pound bench when we're 80 or 90 years old.
Right. So if someone were to perhaps bring this to their doctor's attention, their doctor says, sure, I'll prescribe these things for you. And they dial in their own physiological dose because they're not having any symptoms or feelings. And how long should they watch how long do you think before they'll start to notice beneficial changes in their physiology from this type of a protocol?
Sure. Well, I think the well-being aspects of this, you could see immediately. You can see that immediately within the first week or two. The sleep can be the first night. The lean body mass changes are going to take a couple months.
Right.
But what's interesting is the people do start noticing those changes when they look in the mirror. They're not going to see weight changes, but they're going to see changes in the mirror of the redistribution of what's happening in the body. And I'll tell you, the you know, the whole other aspects that we haven't talked about are the issues with people that are taking these peptides for not just the benefit of autoimmune and mitochondrial function and recovery, but what it does to enhance just, let's just say, the typical collagen makeup of the face and, uh-huh. and aging. I mean, you start to get into all of these added benefits that you see that people notice, and it's what they notice in the mirror and then what they notice of how they feel. And it's those are some pretty profound processes to be involved in and to see these changes that these people go through. And you know what the most amazing part is, Carl? So you get somebody started down this pathway. Well, what happens? They want to start learning more about their diet. They want to start learning more about exercise.
Right.
They get engaged because you've been able to manipulate some changes in their body that they haven't been able to do for a long time. And then they're like, oh my gosh, this is how I could be if I did this, and if I did this, and if I did this. And once you start that motion, you've got somebody there for life.
Yeah, no, it's true. You're right. Once they make that first investment, right, then they want to do more.
And I want to tell you something, too. I want to give you some credit here. I have taken your phrase, metabolic currency, and I can't tell you how much I use that now, because this is exactly what this type of process, you know, as we age, we get sarcopenic. We lose muscle. Well, what does this process do? This process actually helps us retain amino acids so we don't lose nitrogen, so we don't lose potassium, so we can keep building, at least keep building or holding on to the muscle mass we have. And we definitely are on the same page when you talk about muscle is metabolic currency in life in the future.
Yeah.
and maintaining life. And this is exactly what this stuff does. I mean, it keeps you from losing. We're trying to keep you on pace with your life.
Right. No, I love this. And this is a completely different discussion than we've ever had about peptides before. Because this is where sensibility and peptides join forces to produce amazing results in you managing aging. That's what we're talking about here. We're not
Correct.
Talking about stupid doses of growth hormone that cause all sorts of negative side effects for a 6-week period so you can get on stage. We're talking about a lifelong approach to using peptides so that you can live fully engaged
right.
in life forever. I mean,
right.
For as long as you can live.
Think of these things too, Carl. Think about the people that are involved and have autoimmune diseases already present that have been exposed to mold and things that have caused brain edema and antioxidant changes in the brain. And you have a way now to deal with edema, to deal with changing and reversing things that go amok in the brain. I mean, that's pretty profound, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can change somebody's life, that would, because of all of the problems we have now with exposure to toxins and molds and events that, you know, we never really gave credence to, but your show, you guys give credence to everything. And I'm happy to be involved in this discussion at this time to bring another, you know, just something else for people to think about.
Absolutely. And for those of you who don't understand this already from the discussion, one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory agents is IGF-1. In fact, we talk about IGF-1's role in the promotion of tumor cell growth and cancers. Well, IGF-1 does it two different ways. Number one, it knocks out reactive oxygen species completely, which by itself, ROS, can actually attack and destroy tumor cells. So it not only does it increase growth, but it reduces inflammation so dramatically that those cancer cells benefit from the reduction in inflammation.
Sure.
So
don't think because you haven't bumped up IGF, you're not getting an IGF response, because you are. You're just not seeing it because it's not a sustained, like I said, you're pulsing out everything, your liver's going to make it, and your body's going to use it. So that's where people have to kind of get off the track of looking for improving numbers. And, you know, if you're doing things to base it on a number, you're not doing it the right way.
Yeah. I'm sure that we're going to have questions for Dr. Seed. So I'm going to ask people now that if you were intrigued by this discussion and you feel like we missed something, we really only talked about growth hormone secreted GOGs and a little bit on BPC 157. There are a lot of other peptides we could talk about. Please send your emails to onair@superhumanradio.com and we'll have Dr. Seeds back on the show. And by the way, Dr. Seeds does these same lectures for the A4M conferences. So this is a good person for us to have on the show to talk about these things because his approaches are sensible. They are sustainable, most importantly, and they will get you the results that you're looking for without the side effects that a lot of other people see from their silly use. So please send emails in and we'll have Dr. Seeds back on.
You're too kind, Carl. And hey, Carl, don't forget to say hello to those other guys for me, okay?
You mean the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo?
And the other guys, correct.
Yes, okay. I will. There you go, the other guys. All right, listen, that's all we've got for today. Thank you for being on the air with us, Dr. Seeds, and we will be back tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. So there you go.
It's been a pleasure.
Take
care. Thank you, Carl.